From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. Officials in Tanzania's Zanzibar region have nullified results from Sunday's election. It's a move that could affect the outcome of the national presidential poll. Zanzibar's Election Commission said Wednesday the results were annulled because of gross violations in the voting process. Meanwhile, the commission chairman said there is a need to hold fresh elections in the archipelago. Ivory Coast President Alassane Ouattara has won a second five-year term in office. That's according to official election results. The country's election commission said early Wednesday that Ouattara took 83.66% of the vote in Sunday's election. The commission has already estimated turnout from Sunday's vote at around 60%. However, a civil society group put the figure at 53%. The long-awaited African Union Commission of Inquiry report on the South Sudan conflict has been released. It finds that both the South Sudan government and rebels loyal to former Vice President Riek Machar committed human rights violations, some of which the report says constitute war crimes. The report says the violations include killings and murder, torture, cruel, inhumane, and other degrading treatment. Meanwhile, the South Sudan government officials were not immediately available for comment. A Somali official says a militant group, Al-Shabaab, has taken possession of a small plane that crashed Wednesday west of the capital of Mogadishu. Sources tell VOA's Somali service that 9 to 11 people were on board the plane, which came down near the Al-Shabaab-controlled village of Omar Diyari. However, it's not known what caused that crash. This is VOA News. Germany's interior minister has sharply criticized Austria for sending migrants and refugees to its border without prior notice and under the cover of night. Speaking to reporters in Berlin Wednesday, Thomas de Maizière said Austria's handling of refugees is out of order. He goes on to say that the number of refugees has risen very significantly in recent days because of a backlog on the Balkan route. He says thanks to a huge effort, they managed to take in the asylum seekers and refugees in Bavaria and distributed them further across Germany. De Maizière also said that many Afghans reaching Germany will most likely be sent back to their country. Global internet freedoms have declined the fifth year in a row for millions of people around the world. That's the conclusion of a new report, Freedom on the Net 2015, that was released Wednesday by Freedom House. Governments around the world continued restricting online expression, censoring websites, and cracking down on a variety of tools designed to protect user privacy. Laura Reed is a research analyst for Freedom on the Net project.
We're seeing this through governments passing new legislation and directives which expand their legal capacity to conduct surveillance, to retain user data. We're also seeing the proliferation of surveillance technologies around the world, both in kind of more democratic environments as well as in countries where governments have abused those technologies in the past and have used them against human rights activists, critical journalists, other groups like that.
It's the sixth annual survey of 65 governments and their policies regarding censoring online content, electronic surveillance, and how they may punish citizens whose online activities they disapprove of. Iran says it will attend the international talks on Syria's future later this week. It marks the first time Iranian officials take part in an international summit aimed at finding a solution to the conflict in Syria. Iranian media reported that Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif will attend the meeting in Vienna, accompanied by three deputy foreign ministers, according to a foreign ministry spokeswoman. Meanwhile, the U.S. delegation will be led by Secretary of State John Kerry. The main set of meetings is due Friday. However, preliminary talks are expected Thursday. The head of the organizing the 2014 World Cup in Brazil has agreed to be extradited to the United States in the FIFA bribery case. José María Marín agreed to the U.S. request at a judicial hearing, according to Switzerland's Justice Ministry in a statement on Wednesday. More at VOAnews.com. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.